Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is The Bench.
The Bench.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell. A lot of stuff to talk about. We got baseball back, boys. Are you happy? Where were you when you found out, Lance, that it was all settled and we're going to have baseball? Will you ever forget where you were? Is Lance's mic on or something?
It is, but it's not working.
I can hear him barely. There's another mic on that I can barely hear him. Or either that's through
yours. Go ahead and try it again, Lance.
Right here?
There it is.
John, can you hear?
Yeah, you know that button.
I think this other mic is on.
You know that button that you pushed?
No, it was on.
The button was pushed.
Our board.
You don't have to tell me anything, John. You go see a shaman, okay, and have a beard. I don't even know you anymore. You're like Phil Jackson of the show.
I am. I'm doing acid.
What a time to be alive. Baseball has a 60-game schedule. You've got,
and they said 2020 sucks, and there's only going to be 60 baseball games.
Yeah, there's a huge dust cloud coming from the Sahara Desert that comes around once every 50 years. You've got a pandemic, literal pandemic, that is shutting our economy down and killing people, and then you have a literal plague of locusts that are right now in East Africa. They say swarms of black clouds. Of locusts. There's billions of locusts that are completely decimating food supplies, and John has a beard and is seeing a shaman. This is 2020 is biblical in nature. I don't think there's any question about that. It's almost like God saying, listen, I know you guys are having a hard time seeing the signs, what with John and the shaman and the beard. Because yesterday, Dale, I found out this beard isn't just letting it go, John beard. I found out on the sports map that this is now trimmed under the jawline beard. This is when it's serious now.
Yeah.
John is growing a real beard. And before we come on, I know the shaman CBD. And I was thinking, this John is now Phil Jackson. And God's like, listen, I know all these signs should be enough to tell y'all. I guess I got to fire off the locusts. I mean, I guess I'm going to fire off locusts just to let y'all know.
Well,
you better start getting right with Jesus, John. You better start getting right.
I am getting right with Jesus. I've been reading my testament. I'm on Matthew right now. I'm on Mark right now. So let me ask you this question. Do you think it's appropriate, because I'm watching Golic and Wingo.
Right.
And they're down in somebody's basement. It might be Mike Senior's basement. I don't know. But they're doing the show from down in the basement. And there's two dogs. And Mike Junior has shorts on. And the two dogs are both licking his leg as he's speaking.
Yeah, it's not appropriate.
That is, I mean, they're both. I mean, they're going to town licking the left leg, and he's just sitting there. And both, do you think he does stuff like with peanut butter?
I'm going to text him right now and just say, my radio partner is disturbed by the dogs licking your legs.
Text him. Text Golic Jr. and tell him that it's inappropriate. I mean,
the
one is still going to town. Both of them were getting it, and now the one is still. Is this how he showers? Ask him if this is how he showers.
Well, I don't like the phrases going to town and getting it. Those are the two with dogs and humans. Well, when I hear the phrase going to town and getting it, it is, it's off-putting. It's off-putting.
Listen, ask him if this is how he showers now. So you didn't answer.
Okay,
the question.
So I guess I was. I don't know what I was. Actually, you know what? When I found out, I was on a walk around the neighborhood. It came through. An alert came through on my phone, and that's where I saw it. So I actually do remember where I was.
You do remember?
I was on a walk around the neighborhood. I remember which street I was on, and I remember that I was getting ready to turn the corner around the block.
So apparently now there was going to be, it would have been a DH in the National League this year and next, but now it's just this year. Do you think the National League, and I guess owners don't want it because it's an extra guy, an extra player that the National League owners don't want it because it's an extra guy that they actually have to pay money to because he's considered a starter. And you got to get a big hitter. So you're, it costs more money to get to have a DH. So
is that the argument?
I guess that's it. Yeah.
Because you still, it doesn't change the roster numbers.
No, it doesn't change the roster number, but you have to have, you have to pay a guy bigger money in that spot because it's not just a utility guy or a backup.
Well, so theoretically.
He's basically a star. No, yeah. Well, he's going to get 4 at-bats a game, so he's considered a starter.
Yeah, but I mean, you can handle it as, it depends on who you want to put in there. You can go cheaper at DH. You don't have to
right.
go if, 10
It depends if
DH.
You want to win, too, right? I mean, so the better teams have a better DH.
Or younger ones.
The Astros got really lucky with Yordan. You know, that's a young guy that you're not paying that produced massive numbers. So that was really, really good. But for the most, like, if you're going to go get a Nelson Cruz or, you know, I mean, the better DHs, you're going to have to pay. So do you think, though, after this, I think after this year, the National League is just going to go, you know what, it's just a better game. You know what?
After these 60 games are in a pandemic, I don't know if they'll change their mind that quickly.
Yeah.
I think they'll see. I mean, I think we saw it firsthand because Astros fans have switched from NL to AL, and I don't hear anyone complaining. I honestly don't. I was one of those bitching and crying about it, and I honestly don't hear any Astros fans complain about DH anymore.
Well, let me ask you, would you rather watch Yordan hit or Verlander?
No, it's true. It's true. I mean, you'd rather have the DH.
Yeah. So, and in every other league, in every other league, from little league to, well, not little league so much because the pitcher's usually the best hitter, but, you know, from high school to, they all have DHs. College, everybody, they all have DHs.
Players Association, you would think, would be in favor of this.
Well, they are. The Player Association is it, but for whatever reason, the National League.
Well, because the bullpen lobby is really not in favor of this. The bullpen lobby, hold on, timeout. I need to call time, a quick 20-second timeout on the show. Dell just went to the mask. Can I ask you, Dell, why when you're in a bulletproof room by yourself that you just went to the mask?
To the mask because we have an intern who wears a mask, and I have to go talk to her hand or something. I don't want to.
Oh.
I just wear a mask. That's all. It's about.
It feels like this is a direct commentary on the show.
No.
It
feels like you're not Aubrey Huff.
I don't. Well, F Aubrey Huff. Honestly, I don't give a F what that guy has to say. Disgrace to the University of Miami. It's just because the intern's out there, and I didn't want to make her uncomfortable. I'm wearing a mask. I'll hand her some
stuff. Do you know,
stuff.
I sometimes will also put on a mask even at a drive-thru at Starbucks when they've taken a long, long time because somebody in front of me got a milkshake. Let me tell you something. If you are going to a place in the morning where people who are addicted to caffeine, and I'm a junkie, if you are addicted to caffeine, we should have our own quick drive-through line where there's no BS. We get ours first. If you're getting a milkshake, also known as a frappuccino,
listen, you elitist.
Hold on, John. I'm putting some whipped cream on my drink.
Okay, hold on a second. You're an elitist. What about those of us that just get regular coffee? That
no, you
pour?
Too. You no. too. You're in my line.
No. Your drink that you have to.
Mine's an iced coffee. I'm not a bull. I do mobile orders in advance. My stuff's ready. You get to be on our line. We're not elitist. We're an everyday peep. If you are there to get a milkshake, then
you
beat
don't get
it.
A latte. You don't get a latte.
No. I get. Yeah, they pour milk into my iced coffee. Yeah.
No, it's not iced coffee, but it's a latte, right?
I get a latte. They add milk.
No,
that's not a latte.
Oh.
A latte just has milk in it, or you can have steam milk. I'm talking about the whipped cream people that you have to get a blender out, and you have to put ice in it or whatever, and you're getting a coffee. I'm drinking coffee. Are you drinking coffee, little 10-year-old? You're drinking a non-caffeinated milkshake is what you're drinking. If they put whipped cream on your stuff, you're not drinking coffee. You go to a separate line where you have to wait all day. Let the grown-up people who are trying to feed their addiction to caffeine hurry up and get in and get this going.
All right.
That's so just, it's just, it, that's the way it should work. We've got serious, look, I'm a junkie. I'm not a do stuff junkie. I'm not a bleep your bleep junkie, but I'm a, but I am a, I got a sickness that involves headaches and feeling terrible if I don't get my, you don't have to rush to say, just because I said a bleep your bleep junkie.
You sound
Dale
like
a, ran in the room. He couldn't wait.
You sound like, come on, baby. I need that caffeine, baby. That's what you sound like right now.
You sound like Ben. Did you hear Ben Roethlisberger? He talked about his addictions. Do you have addictions like Ben Roethlisberger?
Sound like Tyrone Biggums is what you sound
like. No, I'm not Tyrone Biggums, and I'm not Ben Roethlisberger.
Come on, barista. I'll suck. Whoa.
I'm not bleeping anything from a barista. Just give me my drink. I'm paying for it, too.
My goodness.
I am mainlining it. That's why I get the iced coffee. I drink iced coffee because I can drink it faster, so I get the caffeine faster. That's why I do that. And yeah, now
and
that I'm,
and why do drug addicts, you know, inject heroin?
Yeah, because it gets there faster.
Yeah, that's who you are.
Yeah.
Why do you do it between your toes?
Why is that dog still licking his leg? Can we
I'll
stop
find
that?
Out. We got Did a lot of things going him? On this segment. There's a lot of different things.
Oh, my gosh. It's disturbing. Tell him to stop.
I'll tell him. If there's any way I could get him on the air for 3 minutes, I would, but he's busy.
Oh, yeah, I know, right? He's busy. Runner on second base in extra innings. I like it.
Yeah, they're like doing it. All the – they're trying a lot of different – or they're throwing a couple of little things in here to
that might usually be
in an independent league, but now that there's no minor league baseball, you know, can't do that.
So the rules succeeded in those efforts at the minor league level. According to Baseball America's J.J. Cooper, more than 70% of extra inning games have been resolved after a single inning during the 2018-19 season. In the 2 years prior, that was true in just 45% of the contests. So that'll be a good thing. I like it. To shorten the game. It's already long enough. A nine-inning game is long enough. It's over 3 hours.
It is.
You don't have to go interminably.
Would you change it in the postseason? Would you change it? You can't,
no,
right?
No, no.
You got to keep it the same way the whole
time.
You
got to keep it throughout. Just go with it.
I'm with you. The only reason not to like it is the only reason that you have a problem with 162 games being reduced is that it's just tradition. That's the only reason that you could argue that. I mean, what other sport? Every other sport makes fundamental changes to their rules or their gameplay, and baseball is the most resistant. Now, I recognize changing the amount of games played is a big deal in any sport. Football's looking to go more by a game. But I think baseball would certainly benefit from having lower. And I told my kids baseball's back, and we talked about the 60 game. I told Snacks to get on because I was breaking his balls about watching wrestling. I said, are you even watching any sports? We even watching sports anymore? Do you even know what's happening in basketball? Or are we just doing wrestling on Yube 24 hours a day?
I said, get off this and get on
ESPN. He goes, you mind if I go to Bleacher Report? I said, why Bleacher Report? It loads faster. I'm like, yeah, that's fine. I don't care. Go to Bleacher Report. And he comes running in. 60 games? They only have 60 games? I said, that's right. Do you like it more or less? He goes, well, how are they going to do road trips? And I said, well, they're not going to be able to play as many teams now. They have to,
There's only 20 series
it.
Now. 3-game series. 23-game series. That's it.
Yeah.
Let's go.
I like it.
I can't. It's so unbelievable. So right before we go on, and let's do this on the other side. But Golic and Wingo, and I think this is the prevailing sentiment still. And it just is can't even. It's so unbelievable how the media. You know what? The media sucks. Now baseball sucks. The media sucks. You just suck. So let's do that on the other side. In the meantime, let's get some testosterone.
Let's do that with Men's T Clinic. Boy, it is a big, big difference when you've got your testosterone levels where they're supposed to be and you don't. And I speak from experience. You will start feeling it. Usually the energy bump happens, like let's say you get it on a Monday. I remember when I first started in 2016, I got it on a Monday. And they said by Thursday, you should see an increase in energy level. Most people do. And that was true with me. I was working at that time doing right in the middle of my draft stuff and radio stuff. And I remember working until about 8:30 in the night. And as I was going home, I mean, I'd put in a 13-hour day, I think, of work, maybe 14. And it was I didn't even have a care in the world. I had so much bounce and pep in my step. And then from there, you start really seeing a difference in your body type. You start seeing, as your body takes on that testosterone and gets back to where it once was, you start seeing lean muscle mass come back. If you start working out, you see the benefits of the workout. You get through the workout with more energy, your quickness of mind, you have better mental clarity. It just really helps the mood and libido as well. There's so many benefits to having your testosterone where it should be. So if it's dropped below, why not look back to, you know, getting back to being the real you. It's that simple. Men's T Clinic can do it. Five locations in the Houston area, Pasadena, Pearland, Spring, Cypress, and the Heights. For more information about the company or about testosterone treatments, go to menstclinic.com.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
So right before we came on the show, Golic and Wingo, Mike Jr. is asking both, either, or neither. And the answer was Red Sox and or Astros win the World Series. And Wingo goes, ah, I'm going neither. I got the Yankees or the Dodgers this year winning the World Series. And is any team, and then Golic Jr. goes, how about if the Astros win? What about the bad guy winning, the villain, the bad people winning out? What great storyline would that be? And Wingo's like, yeah, has anybody gotten off lighter than these guys?
Oh, my God.
And he picked the Yankees. The Yankees, who are in the middle of this investigation opening.
This is unbelievable that they are this Teflon. This is 2020. Teixeira,
with his accusations that they were using real-time video to relay to second guys at second base. But it's not banging a trash can, so guess what? It's not bad. It's certainly not as egregious as the Astros. Oh, and by the way, the 1980 White Sox used real-time video and then used the light bulbs in the scoreboard to relay real-time to the hitter what pitch was coming. This was in 1980. The Chicago White Sox were doing this. But it's certainly not as egregious because they didn't bang a trash can. But they were using real-time lights in the scoreboard with real-time video to decipher the catcher's signals and send that and relay that to the hitter. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable how the vitriol and just the bias against this baseball team. I'm just disgusted.
So you want me to tell you something that's going to really, I don't know if it's going to make you happy or piss you off. I tell you what, I'll do this because I don't want to draw too much attention to it because I probably shouldn't even be saying it on the radio, but I'm going to. So you can share this with your friends.
Am I going to be as pissed off as Mike Skinner is about?
I think you're. Oh no, you're not going to be that pissed off. No. Can you save that? Can you save that, please?
I'll save it.
I'll save that one. You're going to open up that gigantic bay door of worms.
Uh-huh.
This is going to make you, I think it's going to make you mad. So I spoke with someone yesterday who had a casual conversation with someone, let's just say high ranking in Major League Baseball. Okay. And this is on my kids. I'm putting this on my mama, my kids, my wife, everybody, even on my dog Splits. This is how serious I am. This is not make believe. It's not a hoax. It's nothing. I was told yesterday, I have a friend who spoke with someone who's high up in Major League Baseball. And I'll tell you who off the air. I'll send you a text. And they were having a casual conversation about the guy found out that this was, he was an Astros fan, and they were talking about the cheating stuff. And the guy I know made a comment about the other teams doing it or something to that effect. And the guy just kind of had a look on his face like, can't really say anything there. And he goes, look, everyone knows, and my buddy said, everyone knows that Major League Base, you know, that, that there are other cheaters. I mean, the stuff's out with the Yankees. You had the Apple Watch stuff. This is not a secret. And the guy said, and the guy openly said this, it's four teams, really. It's Astros, Red Sox, Yankees, and Dodgers. He said, there's a big four, there's really a big four of this. The Astros are the best at it. He said, and they are better than everyone else, or they were better than everyone else. They took it further than anyone else. He said, the problem is, it's hard proving this against any of the other teams, because there is no one who came out and there's no one who came out who was from the inside and said something. So we can do the, all the investigations we want, but it's not really going to matter if no one talks.
Well, Teixeira just said it. Teixeira just said, just because you weren't as good at it and you didn't perfect it like the, doesn't mean you didn't do it. He said they were in the replay room watching live and sending codes to the guy at second base.
Did you have that on the Dodgers?
No, I don't have that on the Dodgers.
Yeah, the Dodgers got thrown in there.
Everybody's ignoring this.
The Dodgers got thrown in there yesterday. I'm telling you. And to, it doesn't, John, no one, I've never lived in a time like this where information is just irrelevant. I've never lived in a time like 2020 where information is completely irrelevant. Information, data, facts, it's irrelevant in so many circles. If you don't like something that is a fact and information, true when I say information, I mean that's the information is not wielding to your opinion. Information is not, I don't care what your opinion on anything is. Information is a fact. And I know we don't know what facts are anymore. And I know the term alternative facts have come up, which is the worst thing I've ever heard in the world.
Right.
Which means that open propaganda now is okay. Open propaganda is not only okay, but people buy into it. There's so many simpletons running around. Anyway, this is an open fact, and it's ignored. It's ignored. And I'm just sticking with the baseball front right now. This is openly ignored. All the information by fan bases, by... It's maddening. And then when I found out yesterday that somebody who's in baseball was like, yeah, it's Dodgers too. It's four teams, but we can't really, we don't have as much of a smoking gun on these other teams. And obviously the Yankees have, we have much more on the Yankees, but I guess they didn't end up getting as much on the Red Sox. I haven't even heard the Dodgers name mentioned publicly, you know, but I guess privately it's been named. And I can tell you there are Astros and baseball players who kind of know the deal. It's funny that you hear baseball players chime in like, oh, this is a much bigger deal going on. Guys who have been in the league, who've played for different teams, have said this. And then they just kind of disappear, right? The Jack McDowell stuff just disappeared. All of this stuff disappears. I've never seen a time in our lives where factual information comes out. I mean, whether it's baseball or anything right now, I don't care anything. Facts are completely irrelevant if they don't suit you. This is a maddening, maddening thing for me. And it doesn't suit the general public for it not to be just the Astros, John. It doesn't suit the public. They need one team. It muddies the water if it's two teams, if it's three teams. You need to be able to focus your anger on something. And that something in baseball is the Astros. And people don't want the water muddied. They don't want any pressure taken off the Astros. They want it just to be them. Astros cheated. Astros cheated. We called them out. The Astros have apologized. The Astros have assumed that, you know, that the punishment. The Astros lost their GM, lost their manager. By the way, two of the best in baseball. They've lost first and second round draft picks for two different years, right? Their reputation is besmirched forever. The 17 World Series is tarnished forever. Whether we like it or not in Houston, it's a fact. I'm sorry. That, by the way, is one of those facts that you don't get to change. That's a fact also. But my God, can somebody start looking with some type of open eye at what is happening here? And I'm speaking right now just specifically to the Astros situation. When I got this information yesterday, and I'll tell you where it came from. I'll text you off the air or even call you. I was like, you got to be kidding me. And my friend was openly, he just said, I can't believe it either. He said, I can't believe it. But if you don't have facts and information, I don't think Major League Baseball wants to put out innuendo. I definitely don't think they want that out there. I don't think that's good for their sport either.
No.
But I know Major League Baseball clearly knows. Why else would you meet with the Red Sox and Astros and say, hey, knock off all that cheating stuff that you do? in 18. Why would you do that unless you already know for a fact? Baseball knows. Baseball knows all this stuff. And it's not just those three teams, John. It looks like there's that fourth team, and probably more than that. Let's be honest. It's not just those four teams. And the Astros were pretty damn skippy at it. They had code breakers.
The Astros were just, they were just better, and they won. And they were just better. That's all. Oh, well. You know what?
The idea that people brush aside steroids now is insane to me. We lived through the steroid era, and now people are willing to say steroids don't matter as an advantage for a team or a player. Steroids, performance-enhancing drugs. I have seen Ben Johnson run like a 7.6. Mm-hmm. I have seen the, was it the, is it the Jamaican team, the track, the female runners who improved their time by a full second?
That didn't help, Lance. It's steroids. It doesn't help.
Yeah, steroids is not. Yeah, steroids doesn't help anymore.
Better,
there's
Lance.
No advantages now.
Make you better.
2020 has decided steroids are not nearly as bad as trying to literally decipher codes within 1 second to try to gain an advantage in baseball.
This is supposed to be a celebration. You guys are bringing everyone down.
A celebration of what? Baseball coming back?
Yeah. We got the great word. John didn't ask me where I was when I found out baseball was back.
Go ahead. Where were you, Del?
You know where I was? I was napping, and then I woke up. Oh, look, baseball's back. And then
napping minus 600.
Then I went back to go watch. Then I started watching Netflix. This today is a celebration because everywhere I look, baseball's back. The storylines that'll define the season, and you guys are talking about old stuff. Let's get on the train of celebrating the fact that the greatest sport in the world is back for 60 games. DH in both leagues, no pitchers hitting. Guys, baseball's back.
Baseball.
I don't know what's the matter. I don't know what's the matter with you guys. It's supposed to be a great day. Baseball's back. We've gotten word that that players are sitting out in the NBA, which means they don't even really care about their game. But you know, baseball players care more than anything because they're going to play all 60.
They're going. They're going to play 60, Dell. 60. I mean, not less. 60.
And then there are going to be some playoffs we can look forward to.
All right, over under on games played, 38.5.
The negative again from Lance.
I'm just asking you to make some money
over
on this.
We're playing the entire season, sir. Playoffs.
I don't feel like Dale's putting his real money
in
there.
We're going to celebrate a title in this town.
John, over under 38.5 games.
38 and what?
Completed by all teams.
Over.
Okay.
Yeah.
So y'all think they'll all sit tight and won't get the COVID?
No, I'm not saying they won't get it. I just think they'll plow through.
They'll get They're gonna have to just listen. Korea's playing. Yeah, they're gonna find a way. Zero spitting.
Korea's numbers are way lower in the country.
They're zero spitting, Lance. No, okay, no droplets coming out of your mouth because you can't spit anywhere on the field anywhere.
Yeah.
No spit.
Okay. That'll be.
How is Jose Altuve supposed to bat?
He can't.
That dude
is
going to
be so much
spitting. The plate.
There's a ton of spitting that's about to happen.
Oh, my God. Dude, no. Jose Altuve, he spits up like 40 times each at bat. How is he about? How can he possibly hit without spitting? It'll be impossible.
It's a muscle memory, Reef. Right at this point, it's just a muscle memory thing. It is it's a tick where it's just something
he
does.
Has it.
I like wiggle my thumb. I've got a move that I do with my hand that I've done since I was young, and I can't. I don't even know I'm doing it. I can't stop it. Jose Altuve, for him, it's spitting. Yeah. He is going to spit a minimum of 1,000 times a game.
All right. The other big story yesterday with the FBI finding out about the noose. We'll talk about that on the other side here on ESPN 97.5. In the meantime, Site Jab, Lance,
local company. They've been building websites for. We're over 20 years now with SiteJab, and I really like these guys. It's a local business, and I support local, but the other thing is they're just really good at what they do, and they can build you a website from scratch. It usually takes 3 to 6 weeks. If they go from scratch, they can build that website for you, but they can also teach you how to update your own website. So if you've got a site that needs to be updated frequently, if you're making a lot of changes, maybe you're a restaurant, maybe you're in the beverage industry, maybe you're just a company that needs to update your price points online and you want e-currency available on the website, they can do that for you. They can integrate e-currency. They can teach you how to update your own website. But the main thing is they build you a website that has the ability to really focus the attention of the reader, the person who's visiting, the visitor, into what your business is all about to help you convert that lead. For small and medium-sized businesses, it's been found that over 80% of the people who are considering doing business with you are going to go to your website. They want to see what you're about, so have a good about page. And then they want to see, you know, what your services look like and prices. And so you want a good-looking website that has all the amenities available. So even if you have a site that's already been built, which is usually the case, they can come in, freshen it up, redesign it if you need that. And they can do that in person, with in-person consultations or through Zoom consultations, whatever makes you happiest here in the Houston area. Call 713-999-4661, 713-999-4661, or go take a look at their website at sitejab, sitejab.com.
Well, hello!
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Have you seen ropes like that hanging from garages? Is that typical?
Don, the image that I have and I have seen of what was hanging in my garage is not a it's not a garage pool. I've been racing all my life. We've raced out of hundreds of garages that never had garage pools like that. So people that want to call it a garage pool and put out old videos and photos of knots being in their as their evidence, go ahead. But from the evidence that we have, that I have, it's a straight up noose. The FBI has stated it was a noose over and over again. NASCAR leadership has stated that it was a noose. I can confirm that I actually got evidence of what was hanging in my garage over my car around my picker guys to confirm that it was a noose and never seen anything like it. It's not something I talked to my crew chief about. I said, is this something like I wanted to make sure we weren't jumping the gun. And I said, this isn't a knot. This isn't just a regular old, what you call it? He's like, Bubba, this isn't something that can be done within a second of just tying a knot and being on the way. This is something that took time.
So what are you saying here? Are you saying that you don't believe? Do you believe that it was intended for you in that way? Or are you? What are you saying here?
It was a noose. It was a noose that was other whether tied in 2019 or whatever. It was a noose. So it wasn't directed at me, but somebody tied a noose. That's what I am saying.
Well. Okay, but the FBI said it was there since 2019. It wasn't aimed at him. It wasn't.
Yeah, October.
But what he's trying to say is that, and I get it. Listen, we didn't jump the gun. I was not overreacting, blah, 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 blah. It was a noose. So we found a noose, even though it was there from 2019 or whatever. Now, let me ask you this. Was it, you guys have seen the pictures of the rope that's hanging from the garages, right? And it's got a noose on the end of it. It's got a, it's tied, and it's got. There's a little loop. Is it that? Was it because that you can't hang a Barbie doll with that thing? Okay, because that's how small that noose that was. Is that what they're talking about, or was it a regular rope?
I haven't seen a picture of the actual one. You've seen a picture of the actual one?
No, I haven't. No, but what I've seen is the garage door. The pull on the garage door is a rope.
I saw a pull
at the bottom. At the bottom, there's a loop, and there's a new. It looks like it's a slip knot.
It's a very small one. Yeah.
And there was also a picture of his garage where his rope that you pulled down the garage was a lot shorter and didn't have that loop on the end as compared to the garage next to his that had a longer rope with that loop and the slip knot at the bottom. So was it because if that was the case. If it was just that it somehow his rope got cut off and it was laying there in the garage or whatever was however they found it in the garage, then are you kidding me that Talladega didn't say, guys, whoa, 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 This is not that hard. All of the garage doors have this rope here, and this is that rope. Or was it some other real live bigger rope? Because if it was that slip knot at the bottom of the pull garage door of the garage door rope, then this is the silliest and dumbest that you had to call in the FBI to figure out that it's the same thing as you pull your garage door down. Is unbelievable to me.
Well, he talked. I don't know if it was in this or another clip. He said he in his all his years of being in garages, he said he had never seen anything like it. So, and he's been to Talladega before. So I'm not sure.
But there's
what
pictures
he saw.
Of plenty of those, though.
Well, this is what he said. I can't comment because I'm not in those places. That's what he said. And he wasn't the one who found it. Someone else said, and NASCAR themselves said it was a noose.
Always so it was that somebody else found it. I just want to put that out there that was the case. From the very beginning,
Wallace didn't ever say he found the noose. It was brought to his attention, and NASCAR confirmed it. So we can get into the semantics of what the rope is, but NASCAR themselves and the FBI said noose. Now, what they decide a noose is up to them, but both of those companies, I guess you want to call them, said it was a noose.
Here's the problem that you have. There's a video out from that day where a guy goes, and you guys may have seen it. There's a video where the guy goes from bay to bay. Like, it's just literally, it's the longest video ever because he goes to freaking every bay of every racer. And these are assigned. It's not you don't know what bay you're going to get before the races, and then you're assigned it. You go to your bay, your team. That's your garage. That's your bay. And in the video, he goes up and down all of them. Well, somebody pulled that video, and they show. And Bubba Wallace is in bay number 4, and in bay number 5, you can see. And what you're talking about, John, is very apparent in the picture. In bay 5. It's the garage pull down goes all the way down. I would say 3/4 mm-hmm. to the ground.
Yeah.
Bubba Wallace's, and that's probably what you're talking about, goes 1/4 of the way down. So it looks like it's
shorter.
Been cut.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like it's been cut. But the bay areas that right now we're in discussions of, is it a noose or is it not a noose? What was the slip knot? What kind of knot was it? The fact is these were on, there is pictures, I'm looking right now, of these this was the common... At these bays, this is how you get your hand into it. And it doesn't look like it's enormous, like you said, John. I haven't seen a picture of the actual one. It has not come out anywhere that I've been able to see, like in terms of someone taking a picture on a table or anything like that. I think one of the things that has happened is it is sad that because of Twitter and a rush to put stuff out there first, there was not a vetting, and Bubba Wallace talks about we wanted, Bubba said, "Oh, wait, guys, let's make sure we." But for all that making sure, there wasn't a whole lot of making sure if what the FBI says is correct that this was there dating back to October. This is something that should have been that should have been taken care of internally before information was disseminated from a legitimate source. Because once NASCAR says yes to it as well, that becomes the problem. That's the stamp of authenticity. And there was not nearly enough work done on this, on the vetting of this information. And that is very problematic. The word problematic is used a lot. That's highly problematic when you don't take something like this and say, this is extremely serious. In our country at this time, this is extraordinarily serious to get this right. Because if this is something that was, basically would be determined a hate crime, you need to look into that. Study all the video that you have, anything that you can, and make determinations. And that clearly was not done. The FBI went in and they did that.
Right.
And it didn't take them long to make a determination. Well, then, of course, if you get on Twitter, this is a big cover-up and a setup and all that stuff.
I don't believe this is a Jussie Smollett, although he's being called Bubba Smollett right now. I don't think this is a Jussie situation where he's trying to bring attention to himself. I just think it was a huge, it's probably just a huge overreaction. Now, if they thought that somebody left a noose there, I could say, I see it. And I see, and you say, this is wrong. And this kind of thing has got to stop. But what it just did, though, is it fueled a fire among all the conspiracy theorists and everybody. And, and, and all the people that
both sides there, now have their conspiracy theories.
Why are there sides?
It's unbelievable.
On this? Why are there sides?
I have no idea. Because there's sides to everything.
Can someone tell me why you're
there's
on
sides
either
to masks.
Side?
Masks have sides now.
No,
there's sides to everything.
Why are you on a side? If you're on one of the sides, get off the side. Because here's the deal.
You're on the Dana side, the Cougar side.
If one person did that, and if it was a mistake, it was a mistake. And oh my goodness, just stop. But Dustin Skinner is – okay, so Mike Skinner
was – This is when you show your natural ass right here.
Right. Dustin Skinner is the son of former race car or NASCAR driver Mike Skinner. And he posted a tweet that was quite frankly not – I don't think it was he's accepting. I don't think
he showed himself. That's what he did.
He said, frankly, I wish they would have tied the noose to Wallace and drug him around the pits because he has single-handedly destroyed what I grew up watching and cared about for 30 years now. That's a little – that's problematic for Dustin and his parents, who have, by the way, backed off. Mike has said, this ain't – no, listen, I ain't about this, okay? We were shocked by a comment that surfaced on social media early today that was made by my 35-year-old adult son, Dustin Skinner.
Dustin! Come in here!
Dustin.
What, Dad? Did you do your face thing again? Well, what do you mean? The face thing, the social face or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, to put something. Why? Dustin.
What? Wait. But so Dustin came back with this. I love everyone. This was not about race at all.
What?
Dragging behind the car is not.
That's some specific imagery.
That's what you come
he
up
said,
with.
Listen, I disagree with what Wallace is doing, but it was stupidly foolish for me to say what I said, and I truly regret every bit of it. If there was a way to take last night back, I would. All I can do is say I'm sorry. I love everyone and wish the world to pull back together and us all find a positive way to agree or disagree, as opposed to dragging someone around the entire speedway behind the car. No, I added that last part.
Yeah. This whole thing is – because, Lance, you mentioned it on Twitter. One of the things I really can't stand is when people are so predictable in their responses. Like, you could just pretty much...
You know.
You just throw a topic at someone or just throw it out there. You can kind of know
if what, you know, what that I don't person's like, if I say, know what you're going to say, then yeah, I consider you basic.
Yeah, or you just... Particularly with things like this. Well, this is just what they do. The commentators or the analysts, whatever you want to call them, who make their money doing these types of things, they are falling right in line with what you expect them to say. Like, you could just go to the Twitter and they're like, okay, I knew what you were going to say before you said it. And it just, and this is, you could just go through Twitter like, all right, you said this. No one has any ability to think in the grays. It's one side or the other. John, you said you shouldn't have a side. That ain't how we work, man. Everyone's going to take a side because you know what? You're playing to a certain audience, and you have to stay on that side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No matter what your side is, you cannot, or you, especially if you're going to peacock on social media, you're going to, you know, I saw some people who you would think would walk back some of their comments because what this does, if what the FBI said, and I'm seeing a picture from November of 2019, and I see what the, and I would say, yeah, I would say it looks like a noose. I would definitely say that looks like a noose. I'm looking at the picture, although it's very small, but I think it's tied like that. But it's also from November 2019 and it's Bay 4, and it's, you know, which was the same bay. November of 2019, unless you feel like NASCAR, this is their big get back at Bubba Wallace that they want to make sure and, like, put him in the noose bay. I don't feel like that's what NASCAR's doing right now. I feel like NASCAR's trying to go the other way right now with their viewership, et cetera. So, unfortunately, it just ignited even more stuff yesterday. And for Bubba Wallace, I think this is the worst part for him, is there are going to be people who accuse him of perpetrating a hoax and what amounts to a kind of a reverse hate crime. I think it's worse, like what Myles Garrett did to – your guy, Mason Randolph, Rudolph, whatever.
Rudolph.
That's just...
Get it right.
I can't say how much I despise that, because you are literally, if that sticks, you're ending his career. You're ending everything. You're ending his... You end his reputation. You end everything. And if you're weaponizing racism knowingly, and you know, and you falsify knowingly to weaponize it, that is no good. He's going to be accused of it, or his pit crew is going to be accused of it. If there's someone on his pit crew that did this intentionally, they should be gone. You got to get rid of them. But Bubba's going to get blamed. And I said from the very outset,
It wasn't Bubba that found it.
Bubba didn't find it. They made that very, very clear.
Right. All right, we got to take a break. We're way behind. We got to talk about GimmeTheVin.com. That's GimmeTheVin.com. And John Clay Wolf has been on here several times and saying this is unbelievable how much money they're giving. They are giving so much money away. He said, you know, if your car is worth $25,000 right now, chances are you could get $28,000 for it. That's how hot the used car market is right now, because they've really slowed down. Well, they stopped production in Detroit and Chicago and all over where they're making cars. And you can take advantage of this, because they need used cars right now. He's going to auction, and he's getting more than he's gotten. He said, at first, the pandemic really hit him hard, and he was like, holy cow. And now it's flourishing. Is John Clay with us? No. All right. So all you got to do is go to GiveMeTheVin.com. If you've got to sell your car, you have to sell your car. Go to GiveMeTheVin.com.
This is how you do it. Who's here? And you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, so welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. What was cool, though, and regardless of what happened, regardless of if it was or whatever, for whatever reason, somebody said that the guy was on a guy at the garage. They interviewed a NASCAR expert named Ryan. Ryan claims to have looked at every garage, and only Bubba's garage had a noose. Well, if it was the little baby noose, we see there's other pictures of. The garage door pull is there's nooses on the other garage door pull. So I don't know. I don't know. But either way, no matter what happened, what was pretty cool was how NASCAR responded. Was that everybody was behind Bubba. If it was real or not real, I don't believe that Bubba planted it. This is not a Jussie Smollett deal. This is not. I just can't believe that. I'm not going to believe that. I don't. Did Bubba have to bring more attention to himself after he got? Did Bubba single-handedly got the Confederate flag taken out of NASCAR, which was a good thing? And so, did Bubba need? Did he need this as well? Nah. I don't know. No one knows. No one knows for sure. But here's the deal: what was cool, no matter what, was how NASCAR responded. Is that NASCAR is behind him? That maybe it opens the doors for others. Alvin Kamara went out there. Jemele Hill went on, and she actually Megyn Kelly crushed her, because Jemele Hill went on and said on some show, and I'm Team Jemele, but Jemele went on and said, "Well, this is disgusting, and it's just typical for this sport, which is a racist sport, and with a bunch of racists that follow it." And Megyn Kelly said, "Are you gonna walk this back?" And even if not true, if there was no news and nobody left it for him, NASCAR has been, it hasn't been inclusive. It has not been inclusive. Not with the Confederate flags, not with.
This one looks unfair to them, because they're trying to do everything they can.
By the same token, have you seen the people that were sitting outside of the race in their pickups and their tailgating outside of the race with their Confederate
flags?
That's
them. What, that's dropping. Not NASCAR. That those are some fans, but I'm not going to blame NASCAR for their fans.
No, obviously.
Well, you can, because NASCAR took however long to decide the Confederate flag wasn't going to be a thing.
But are they moving forward?
That's fine, but they set a precedent, and you can't get away from it in a matter of 2 weeks.
No, you can't, but you also can't. When someone is trying to to make good and move forward, because I think they turned a blind eye to it because they didn't want to mess with their money.
Yeah,
it's no different than the NFL and Colin Kaepernick.
Well, it's no different than college football with the Ole Miss.
Yeah.
You know what? They're,
yeah.
They got to walk that back at the stand, in the stands, too. They're, you can't have Confederate flags.
But I do believe in showing people respect for trying to make difficult changes, which I think NASCAR, I think from a difficult change standpoint, it means they may mess with their money. But it is what it is. It needs to happen, and they're doing it, and I give them a lot of credit for that. And this just kind of, I don't know, maybe this is a positive for NASCAR. Maybe people see the response of NASCAR, that they were willing to take this, and they, maybe this is something that,
That's what I said.
I know that's what you're talking about.
Everybody got behind Bubba. But it's
not,
what I'm saying.
Yeah, but now they're not. But now NASCAR fans are not the ones who.
Not NASCAR fans. I'm talking about NASCAR.
But I think
all the drivers.
But you're not. Yeah, I get it. But you're not a guy who's going to watch the sport. I'm not a guy who's going to watch the sport. My point is, people who watch the sport, who want to be all in on all the moments that have happened and be like, you know what, this is a great moment. I don't want something like that, even though I don't follow the sport, to end up hurting that whole. You know, that whole opportunity that NASCAR has where people say, well, what is this really going to, is this what's going to happen now? Is this, you know, and that's why you just need to, I just think that should have been vetted a little more carefully first, but because I'm seeing all these videos of, this is Bay 4. I'm seeing a video from, I don't know, it was a while back. It's Bay 4 has it, and it does look like a noose. I'm not going to lie. I mean, the thing for sure looks like a noose in one of the bays.
Send that, tweet that. I want to see it.
I think it was okay. Yeah. I'll send it to you.
Yeah. Whatever. You know, just however, send it out.
Yeah, it's a video that's out there.
It's a video. Yeah, I want to.
It just shows it's a separate video that's done from some other time about Talladega and racing and yada yada.
Oh, okay.
And now the bots are all up. The troll farm's all up on the thread. Just people with two followers who joined in June. Stoking the fires. It's so predictable.
Man, even Megyn Kelly, who's not a bot and actually a real person, if you jumping in. Did Megyn Kelly ever talk about NASCAR at any point until Jemele Hill had something to say? This is what we're talking about. I don't know that Megyn Kelly has ever had an opinion on NASCAR.
No, but has Jemele Hill had an opinion on NASCAR?
Well, I don't know. That's what I'm saying. But because you can try to dunk on someone.
Have any of us had an opinion
on
NASCAR?
Some people have. A guy named Ryan McGee, I think. He's on ESPN. I've heard of that guy. And Marty Smith. But Megyn Kelly, you don't even care. You just see the person on the opposite side of the aisle, even though it's not political, jumping down NASCAR's throat. And you know what you have to do to play to your fans? Dunk on Jemele Hill. And it's not an honest conversation at all.
No. But it's both ways. Twitter is nothing but dunks. Facebook is not. Twitter's for the hard far left a lot of times, and Facebook's for the far right. That's what I've noticed. People passing information on Facebook, and I'm like, God, Snopes must stay unbelievably busy on Facebook. Because about 85, if somebody forwards me something from Facebook, I 100% know. I should 80, probably legitimately 81% know that it's going to be fake. It's going to be a quick chance. And I always send it back with a link to the information that shows that this is bad information and probably stop sending it out.
Listen, I'm Team Jemele, so I'm coming after Megyn Kelly and just saying, hey, you should be in prison. All the money you're stealing from NBC, so shut up, okay? How are you?
Anti-NBC bias.
How are you watching TV while you're in prison?
She's not in prison.
She should be. Megyn Kelly should be Megyn Kelly.
Hey, I want to.
Anybody make whiter than Megyn Kelly?
I want to make sure that we get Jackson in when we're going to get to a break. Jackson wants to talk baseball. I don't know if he wants to talk Astros or just the resumption of the season.
Let's go.
Sit tight. Right when we get back, you're going to be up next. Jackson, right now, John wants to, we'll just go to a break right now.
John wants to go to break.
We'll see you in
John
3 minutes, Jackson.
Yeah.
ESPN 97.5.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever.
Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save